Brothers and sisters, good morning. After a full 2 months of lockdown, we still are triumphant. Re tlhagella re le bafenyi. Gopola Jesu o itse, I will build my church. Even the gates of Hades will never prevail against my church. Re a lokollwanyana gore 50 batho ba tla kopana. Mara la haro lokollwanyana gore 50 batho ba tla kopana re ntse re tlhagella. Ene bile re tlo tlhagella re le bafenyi. Dumelang baratiwa mo moreneng le letsatsi la ka jeno after 2 months. Today is the 31st of May. 31st of May is the day of Pentecost. Go ya ka di calendar tsa rona gona ya no mo ngwageng wa 2020. The day of Pentecost. Let me simplify it. The day of the coming of the Holy Spirit. After Jesus was crucified and died, the 50th day was the day of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Was the day where the Comforter was revealed. Was the day when the Admonisher was revealed. Was the day when the Exhorter was revealed. Was the day when Paracletos came to help us. Was the day when we were not left alone because he ascended. But much as he said that I will ask the Father to send you another Comforter. The Comforter was revealed on this day when he came upon us on the 50th day after the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Re bitsa re re ke letsatsi la Pentecoste. O ka re ke be ke itse opela e be ke go opelela pina e reng just like the days of the Pentecost, the wind is blowing again. Even in the 31st of May 2020, just like the days of the Pentecost, the wind is blowing again, and we thank the Lord for reminding us ka letsatsi le la go amogela mo matshelong a rona, upon our spirit, upon our souls, and upon our bodies, the power of the Holy Spirit. Nga mo bitsa ka mabitso ke Paracletos. Wow, he's the helper. Wow, he's the comforter. Wow, he's the admonisher. He's the encourager. He is everything my heart desire. This morning ha ke tsamaye le wena in the book of Acts, ditiro tsa ba apostolo, Acts chapter 1 kilobala verse 4, 5 and 8. Acts chapter 1 verse 4, 5 and 8. Verse 4, and when they came together, he gave them this order. Jesus gave them this order. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift I told you about. The gift my Father promised. This is the gift from the Father that we are not left alone mo lefatseng. Gore ga re tlogelwe fela mo lefatseng. O itse Modimo o a re kgatalla, Modimo o a re tshwenyegela, Modimo o re romela the third person of Godhead. His name is the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Holy Spirit is not it. The Holy Spirit is the third person of Godhead. Remember, the Holy Spirit is God. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is God. Now, the Bible is well up in the gift my Father promised. Uremo verse 5, John baptized with water, but in few days, wow, in less than 10 days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I remember 36 years ago. I remember it was in 1984, during the month of April. Re ne re tshwere revival mo motseng ke o le ba re ke Mopudung haufi le Jericho. I remember that day, Pastor Kuno, Abraham Kuno, was preaching and he said to me, young man, receive ye the Holy Spirit. And I received the Holy Spirit. And I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit. My life was not the same. My life was never the same. 36 years ago, even today, I'm still experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit. in my life. I know I am not alone. I know I am not going to fail. I know that I am not a failure, but I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. John baptized with water, but within few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Verse 8 says, but when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be filled with power. This is what I experienced. This is what I am experiencing. This is what I will experience. Power, power, power. Now, the power that is in me, hey, John Aibua Are, greater is he that is in me than the one that is in the world. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this power here is a dunamos kind of power. In Kakasekeriga by Bizabare, ki dunamos. Is the Hari Ibkisa Kose Kweng Ritore. This is the unlimited power. And the only one with the unlimited power is Yahweh, the God of Israel. Is Yahweh Nisi. Is Yahweh. Is Jehovah Nisi. Is Jehovah our God. Wanang Lemata Aotele. Now, this kind of power, Eabuanga Yonamo, is dunamos. Look, Honali, the different kinds of power. Honali, exousia. The kind of exousia power is the one that is on the devil because it's limited. Exousia is the limited. Yaha Satani, elekanye diizu. Nake kona, tsoke, kakreste Jesu, yampamata. He said, and you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Not an energia, but dunamos kind of power. Now, the coming of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, when the day of Pentecost came, all the believers were gathered together in one place. Suddenly, I like the word, suddenly there was a noise from the sky which sounded like a strong wind blowing, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then they saw what looked like tongues of fire which spread out and touched each person there. Listen to this. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other languages as the Spirit enables them to speak, as the Holy Spirit gives them utterance to speak, as the Holy Spirit enabled them to speak. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to talk in other tongues. As I told you, it was during the month of April in Mupurum when I started to say, Kushinda Rabasondo Robosianda Rabakondo Robosita Rabakondo. The same power that Jesus promised his disciples, that this is the gift from my Father. I saw that power coming upon me 36 years ago, and this power still exists today, and is the power of the Holy Spirit. And I speak the power of the Holy Spirit upon your life. I speak the power of the Holy Spirit upon your spirit. I speak the power of the Holy Spirit upon your soul, which is mind, will, and emotions. And I speak the power of the Holy Spirit upon your body, that the Lord may enable you to speak with other tongues, that the Lord may give you this power so that you fear not, that when things are tough, you know that you are not alone. But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, is with me. My daily walk, my daily life, my daily breath is with the power of the Holy Spirit. Kiatswella, kiatswella, kiatswella. Bibili iri. Jesu Christe, ubua libona, libarutu abahae. Ubara are, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Kiatswella. Bibili iri, Stefano. Stephen was not one of the 12, but Stephen was one of the people elected. But the Bible says Stephen was filled with the Holy Spirit. Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit. Hence today to your life, I declare that you be full with the Holy Spirit. I speak that you be filled with the Holy Spirit. I speak to you that you experience this great joy that the day of Pentecost brought. I speak to you life, and I speak healing to you, and I speak success to you, and I speak prosperity to you under the unchaining power of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. I wish you could have been looking unto me as my tears are coming down, as my body temperature is changing because of the presence of the power of the Holy Spirit. We thank God for the day of Pentecost. We thank God that even today we still preach the power of the Holy Spirit, that you as the believer born again, washed by the blood of Jesus, can be and will be and shall be filled with the Holy Spirit. Remember, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades, the gates of hell, shall never prevail against my church. God bless you. As I'm going to speak to you again on Thursday, gore 50 ya rona e lo bereka yang re lo tsena disebeletso tsa rona ka 9 o'clock on next Sunday, sa di 7 ka di 7 tsa June re lo tsena service ya rona ka 9 o'clock, but we only going to take 50. Engwe hape tsebeletso e lo tsena ka 11 o'clock le yona hape re lo tsa 50, but full details you will get them on Thursday. Modimo a go tshego fatse, Modimo a nne le wena. Jehova Modimo wa Israele, Modimo wa Abrahama, Modimo wa Isaka, Modimo wa Jakobo, tshego fatsa mongwe le mongwe ya utlweletseng lentswe le Modimo, mo fitlhelele pelong ya gage, mo fitlhelele maikutlong, mo fitlhelele mmeleng, fitlhelela lelapa la gagwe, fitlhelela lelapa la gabo Modimo. Jale ka ke o phamisetsa matsogo Jehova Modimo a ka ya phelang, lebitsong le phelang la morena wa ka Jesu Kriste. Amen. God bless you.